Lunchtime radio at its best. This is the Lunch Break on Lotus FM.
Hey, this is the Wednesday edition of Lunch Break. You're listening to Lotus FM. Last year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that approximately 1 in 54 children in the US is diagnosed with an autism spectrum disorder, ASD. In South Africa, the numbers are very similar. Autism is a global crisis. The book Saving My Sons, A Journey with Autism, written by Ilana Gershlowitz, a lawyer by profession, sends a powerful message to professionals working in the field. Discard your biases and what you thought autism to be. Ilana joins me now for this chat. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So good to be speaking to you today.
And lovely to have you on our show. Your son, David, was diagnosed as a baby. I believe that was back in the year 2003. David is in his late teens now. You spent many of these last 2 decades, many of the years of the last 2 decades researching autism. And one of the key learnings was the biomedical strategies to treat autism. Can you explain this further?
Yes, I uncovered in my research that autism is in fact not a psychiatric disorder. Autism is a digestive disorder. It is a metabolic disorder, and it is an autoimmune. It is for this reason that it is in fact treatable, and we need to focus on the diet and nutrition, very importantly. A lot of children who present with autism symptoms in fact have food allergies. They also have nutritional deficiencies, and when I started to correct my own son's nutritional deficiencies, we started seeing so many improvements. We need to support the immune system, and we really need to work on correcting those metabolic pathways that have been derailed. There are so many treatments for this condition.
So the story here of Saving My Sons is based on yours and your husband's experiences with breaking through popular medical and social opinion, which dictate that you should write an autistic person off as invalid. Very briefly, let's talk about the stigma attached to children with autism.
I'm so glad that you're raising this, because when we received the diagnosis of autism, we were basically told, your son has autism, goodbye and good luck. It felt like a lifelong sentence of autism. It's the only way that I can describe it. You know, take him home, accept him. There's nothing much you can do. I will tell your listeners today that that is so far from the truth. Autism is a treatable condition. And once we start restoring the child's health, we can also restore their independence and functionality. And there are some children with autism, and I speak about this in my book, Saving My Sons, that can actually even recover from autism. It was so devastating and heartbreaking when we received that diagnosis, because my little baby, who looked so normal, was given no future. And, you know, I want parents to know that they never give up on their hopes and dreams for their child, even if there's an autism diagnosis at play. It is, in fact, not a psychiatric disorder, and many, many medical professionals will give psychiatric medication as a first-line treatment. You know, that should really be a last resort. We need to unravel and unpack the underlying causes and treat those to get the best results.
Ilana, how important is it for making the diagnosis in a young developing child, and also to educate play school and nursery school teachers on how to identify autism?
It is extremely important. I'm just, you know, speaking to the nursery school teachers and the play school teachers. If you are listening today, the red flags to autism include things like the child not pointing to objects at the right age. By 14 months, you want the child to be communicating with you through using that Peter pointer. If they're not responding to their name by 12 months of age, that's a red flag. If they haven't got pretend play, if they are avoiding eye contact, if they have trouble understanding other people's feelings, if they have delayed speech and language, if you see that they are a picky eater, hand flapping, rocking, spinning in circles, instead of playing appropriately with toys and driving the car up the ramp or playing with a tea set. They're just lining everything up. So if a toddler has one or two of those symptoms in isolation, you know, please, we don't want to alarm parents, but they have to have quite a number of those red flags to put them on the autism spectrum.
And I want to end by asking, you know, the United Nations General Assembly declared the 2nd of April World Autism Awareness Day to highlight the need to help improve the quality of life of those with autism. But this, as they say, is not a celebration. It is a day to educate and create an awareness around autism. What are your thoughts on this?
Autism is a spectrum diagnosis. On the one end of the spectrum, we have a child who can't speak at all. Can you imagine something like this? If you couldn't express your wants or needs or tell your parents what you wanted to eat or that you were afraid or that you didn't feel well. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we have a child who can speak, but they're not fitting into those social settings. They've got eccentricities and they're struggling, you know, to make friends. The message is that autism is a treatable condition, and that with the right educational program, we call it applied behavior analysis, ABA, and with the right biomedical protocol, as you highlighted before, you know, children can have a future. They can learn to become independent and functional adults. I think the important message today is that there is absolutely nothing to accept about an autism diagnosis. The day, you know, when we create awareness, we create education about the condition and how we can treat it. We have many awareness days. We have awareness days and months for diabetes, for depression. And so parents of, you know, those individuals are not told, oh, just accept the condition. In the same way, autism is treatable. And the most important message is that we need our medical professionals, our doctors, our occupational therapists, speech therapists, and I call on the nutritionists and the dietitians. We need you to take action. Take action for World Autism Awareness Month. There are so many children that need your help. And to the parents, autism does not mean game over. It means game on. Never, ever give up.
Well, this has been so inspiring. Thank you so much for chatting with us on Lotus FM this afternoon, Ilana. I wish you and David all the very best.
Wonderful to speak to you.
Lotus FM.
Yeah.
Share the experience. Share.